RMC, les informations avec Najet et Sadouki. Bonsoir Najet.
Bonsoir Nicolas, bonsoir à tous. L'équipe de France a enfin retrouvé son public et a pu fêter comme il se doit à la Coupe du Monde. On retrouvera dans un instant Jean-Ré Séguier dès le début de ce journal en direct du Stade de France. En Suède, la percée populiste n'a finalement pas eu lieu. L'extrême droite avec le parti anti-migrant a tout de même progressé. Il est minuit, bienvenue sur RMC. Giroud a offert la victoire aux Bleus, victoire 2-1 face aux Pays-Bas pour leur deuxième.
The eighth game of the second set of this US Open men's singles final here on Five Live.
Well, this is the match, David.
Yeah.
No back shot coming. Playing me wrong. And it's all going.
La observadora con Teresa Viejo.
Es medianoche, las 11 caracas.
Radio Nacional de España. Servicios informativos.
La noche es en su vida. A la izquierda y la opuesta.
RTE Radio 1 at 11 o'clock. Lots more music to wind up the weekend with Carl Murray on Late Date.
Thanks very much, Emer. Yes, the music plays on.
Late Date with Carl Murray on RTE Radio 1.
And you're very welcome to the programme. Hope you had a great weekend and welcome to Sunday's show with you until 2. But first, the news is read for us by Vivian Traynor.
Thanks, Cahill. Good evening. Preliminary results in Sweden's general election show that the ruling centre-left bloc holds a narrow lead over the centre-right alliance and that the Eurosceptic anti-immigration Sweden Democrats party has made gains. The parliamentary party leader of Sweden Democrats, Mattias Karlsson, said that the country's two main parties, the Social Democrats and the Moderate Party, would either have to form a government based on what he called an unholy alliance between the left and the right following a tight election, or open up a dialogue with his party.
With the benefit of hindsight, would I have done things differently? Yes, I would have.
It's 10 years since the biggest banking collapse ever.
Let's tell you our main story, which actually has...
The Bank of England has injected £5 billion into...
Leave us alone to make profits, but come to our rescue.
I don't want to overstate this, but we are witnesses to history.
Global stock markets have continued to tumble in
reaction... The world's biggest investment banks, Lehman Brothers, has filed for bankruptcy.
Meanwhile, speculators scavenge what they can and seem to many to be making matters appreciably worse.
Lehman's, a backwards collapse, on BBC Radio 4, next Saturday night at 8.
BBC News at 11 o'clock. Exit polls in Sweden suggest the country's nationalist anti-immigration party, the Sweden Democrats, have made gains in the country's general election. Neither the governing Social Democrats or the centre-right bloc of parties are predicted to win a majority, but both have said they will not form a coalition government with the Sweden Democrats.
Bonsoir à tous. Vous l'avez vécu toute la soirée sur RTL, le premier match des Bleus à domicile depuis le titre mondial. L'équipe de France s'est imposée 2-1 face aux Pays-Bas durant ce deuxième match de la Ligue des Nations. Victoire qui a permis aux Bleus de retrouver leurs supporters et de célébrer enfin comme il se doit la deuxième étoile. Les 23 joueurs ont été célébrés 1-1. La coupe a été soulevée par Hugo Lloris, le capitaine des Bleus, avant un long tour d'honneur donné devant les 75 000 spectateurs du stade. En cyclisme, la journée...
This is Lisa Gwilym
on BBC Radio Wales.
““
بنيت سوناتراك تقصد تشفي 59 مليار دولار هي راه نشوف 2030 وفي قلت تغري تبولين تموت لا تصنع عندك اي حوايج الا الحرج 400 الف يمكن وجد